This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed first. That would be really cool. It would be cool. Just get informed first, and we will go from there. Really, seriously. We can make life very easy on you if you're willing to get involved and engaged. But like I said, I always love it when you're able to respond to some of these people on the far left that will throw something in your face, and you can come back and go, hey, look, Let me give you the real facts. Let me tell you really what was going down. Right? Now, you don't see that. Again, most people, most of you guys, you know, I'm sorry, my friends on the right, but really, what you have to understand, what you have to know, is when you don't tell the truth, whether it's on purpose or not, when you don't tell the truth, or you put out misinformation, it's so hard to get them back after that. Right? All right. I just heard that the probe over that beating of the 7-Eleven thief. Remember that? You just saw it. I mean, it went viral on social media. Well, apparently there'll be no charges for the 7-Eleven people. Right? When I heard that, at first I'm thinking, why would there be charges? I mean, why would you have charges on these guys that were protecting their property? Remember I said to you, it's okay to protect your property. They didn't kill the man. They beat him senseless. And not only that, he had threatened to shoot them. So I don't get it. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. So this is your part of the solution. That's the only way, again, like I said, it's the only way we win. Make the call. Got a question? Want some info? Let me know. Always, always curious. Now, in the last hour, I was doing a question. I was doing a segment on Dianne Feinstein. And again, some person thought I was getting on her because of her age. Well, okay, that might be partially true. She is 90 years old. People, go be with your grandchildren. All right? I mean, these are very strenuous jobs. You're required to be very active, not in a wheelchair with only half your brain working. Right? You got Fetterman out there. I mean, give me a break, for real. I'm not talking about the ones that, like the Maxine Waters of the world, which I don't think she's playing with a full deck either. But, you know, at least she's got the energy. She's got the stamina. She shows up for work. She asks the questions. Feinstein doesn't even know what she's voting on. Openly admits it. She doesn't know. And then she fell again, 90 years old, suffered a massive stroke. You can tell by looking at her face. And let the woman go home. Let her enjoy her children. I'm not wishing her ill because she's a Democrat. I would say the same thing about a Republican. I would say the same thing about any human being that, is up there. Now, it said she was briefly hospitalized, but she was in there for a couple of days. She had a fall, minor fall at home. She can't even walk. They got her in a wheelchair, for God's sakes. Right? There's been multiple instances when she appeared to be confused since she's got back to the Senate. About what she was doing, frankly, who she was, what she was doing sitting in the chair, what she was voting on, what were her responsibilities. You see what I'm saying here? Two-thirds of Californians in a recent poll felt that she's not fit for duty anymore. She needs to move on in her life. If she was 60, I know, there we go. If she was between 60 and 65 and she had a stroke, one that she could probably work at and try to come back from. I've seen people come back from strokes. This would be a non-issue, if you would. But that's not the case at all. She's 90. She's not coming back from this, people. Last week, a hot mic caught her. She was confused during a routine Senate committee proceeding. She began reading from her notes instead of, she only had one word to say, I. It was a roll call vote. Are you here? Basically. Now her daughter's in a legal battle with her. Right? She doesn't just want her money. She wants power of attorney of her mother. She filed two lawsuits against other trustees. You know, this is between, Feinstein's husband, or ex-husband, or late husband. I don't even know. Anyway, bottom line with it is that she needs to move on. She needs to go be with her grandchildren or whoever. She just needs to enjoy her last days enjoying life. Yes, if it's ageism, I'm guilty. What can I tell you? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Please. Please be there. The tax IRS now. I'll let Dan Pilla talk about it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to
hell. We are back, Joe McKean, your host.
Baby, baby,
it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as I said. Listen, as I always tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I am not the expert. I just had this conversation with somebody at lunch today where just because you have a microphone, just because you have a radio show, doesn't mean you have any brains. I mean, seriously. Doesn't mean you're an expert in any sort. Now, there are lawyers that are on. There are the people that are on that have their own shows, and that's one thing. But a show like this, no. Sorry. That's why I bring on experts. I bring on the people that have a clue. I bring on the people that I know can help you, whether it's through my own personal experience or maybe a close friend. I don't bring people on because they pay a fee like some guys do, or or what have you. No, I don't play that game. You guys have been around me for a long time, know it. I've had gold people on. I've had, you know, advertisers on. You don't hear them anymore. There's a reason for that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man. And when I say that, I mean it, the tax man. TaxHelpOnline.com to find him. And, you know, I think your woes are going to get a little worse, but what do I know? Dan, always fun to have you on with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm hearing that our tax burden might go down because of the Janet Yellen or one of those said that they're going to force the IRS to go to total paperless, bringing down their overhead by $2.7 billion.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, first of all, even if they did bring down the overhead, Joe, do you think they're going to cut the IRS budget?
Right away. Don't you know that? I mean,
well, wait a minute. I remember in the mid-1990s into the period of time that gave birth to the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act, this outcry for developing a paperless tax system. All right, paperless return filing and so on, and they've made great strides in doing that now, Joe. You know, probably around 80% of all the individual tax returns that are filed in America are electronic returns. Okay, fine. So the IRS at the time was saying that we're going to have all these savings in return processing costs, and we're going to have all these employees that are staffing these service centers. They had 8 or 9 processing centers at the time. Now, you know, we're not going to need these people for return processing anymore. And of course, the cry then went out that we could cut the size of the IRS, right? Oh, right. No. The National Treasury Employees Union stepped up and immediately started crying about the technology leading to reduced employees, and we are not going to stand for that. We want these employees retrained and put into enforcement roles. That's exactly what happened. Is to the extent that we don't have return processing anymore. Okay, fine. They've retrained those workers to do other things, most notably automated collection.
I love this. You know, government's great at this. We do it at the school district too. People are moved laterally. Oh no, they had a lateral promotion. No, we created a space for them because we didn't want to let them go or couldn't let them go for one reason or the next.
God forbid you fire any government worker. Is there any such thing as government workers getting fired? You know, part of the Restructuring Act, Joe, that sent panic waves through the entire Internal Revenue Service was this provision of law that was called the 10 deadly sins. And it was the 10 different things that an IRS employee could do that would get them fired. And the statute was phrased in such a way that if a person was guilty of such things, they shall be terminated. And of course, the employees union went crazy and all the workers went crazy and, oh, how can we do our jobs if we've got this sword of Damocles hanging over our heads? And my response was, well, just don't break the law. You know, that's all. These 10 things are very clear. You know, just don't do any of the 10 of them and you're fine. But of course, they panicked. And then Commissioner, I forget who it was the Commissioner of Internal Revenue that took over for Rosati. Rosati was the commissioner. Anyway, we don't need a big history lesson here, but he said, that 10 deadly sins thing, don't worry about that. We're not going to terminate anybody. And they haven't. There may be 3 or 4 people a year that are terminated under that 10 deadly sins clause. It's really kind of, now you might say, well, Dan, maybe there's nobody that's breaking the law. Well, I suppose that's possible. I just don't happen to personally believe that.
Well, you know, some of the simple stuff, and I want to go back to it because I've actually, it was fun just today at a lunch with two what I thought were well-informed people, you know, one a developer and then one in education. We were talking about certain things, and I started thinking about, you know, a guy like you who has all this wealth of knowledge, and these guys, they make minor mistakes on a regular basis. on some of this, because, you know, to your point, it's not like you can pick up the phone and call the agent and say, listen, I got a development company, and I've got a truck, and I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and that agent tells you what to do. That's not necessarily going to get you out of trouble if you get nailed later on, is it?
Well, no, because if you rely, first of all, you have to rely in the advice you get from the Internal Revenue Service regarding a specific transaction and the tax treatment of that transaction has to be received in writing, okay? In order to be a cinch defense against penalties, you have to have received the advice in writing. All right. Well, the only way to get advice in writing from the IRS is to seek what's called an opinion letter from the agency. It's called a private letter ruling, right? And so you write to the IRS and you say, look, here's my fact scenario, and here's what we want to do, and we want to know what the legal treatment of this transaction is. So you submit this private letter ruling, and you wait, 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 and you get your answer. And the IRS says, you know, you can either zig or zag. Okay, fine. So you do that, and if it turns out to be wrong, your private letter ruling is a snap defense, cinch defense against penalties. But that doesn't mean you don't owe the taxes, Joe. Now, I will say this. If the IRS issues a private letter ruling, that comes from Washington. It comes from the tax attorneys from the IRS attorneys in Washington. That opinion letter is going to be sound, okay? But the overwhelming majority of people in America that are getting advice from the IRS aren't getting opinion letters. They're not getting private letter rulings.
Oh, no.
They're calling the IRS on the phone, and they're saying, here's my situation, what should I do? And they follow that advice, and often it turns out to be wrong.
Yeah, what do you mean it's wrong? I talked to Agent Julie, number 59876, and she told me, yeah, that doesn't work, people. Don't do it that way. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Much of a historic Hawaiian town is believed to have been destroyed by a massive wind-driven wildfire. Clint Hansen says it's the worst fire he's ever seen.
When summertime comes and things dry out and we have high winds, a perfect storm happens, and that's definitely what's been happening in the last 24 hours.
Dozens of homes and businesses in Lahaina on Maui were burned Tuesday. Police were forced to jump into the small boat harbor nearby to avoid the fast-moving flames. President Biden is pledging federal assistance to those affected by the fires. A New York City beach remains closed following a rare shark attack. Lifeguards on Monday heard the screams of a woman who was apparently standing in the water when a shark bit her in the leg, taking 20 pounds of flesh in Rockaway Beach. The woman's been in the hospital. Officials are using drones to survey the waters for sharks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. All right, for Julie, you're right. I have to say you're right. I do. I talk too fast sometimes. It's part of my, I think it's part of my Italian heritage. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you have a question for me, you have a question for Dan, you can always send it to joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Dan Pilla, the tax man. You get more information on him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. And Dan truly is the tax man. Dan, always love when you're on the show. We learned so much. I've had people send me emails and tell me what a wealth of information they feel you are. And I know that's a positive thing, but I'm thinking, what I've learned from you is what I don't know about the IRS and taxes. Seriously, that's scary. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it can be. It certainly can be. And you know, you wonder, well, how is it that I acquired all this meaningless information about the IRS? Like for example, the 10 deadly sins back in 1996. Well, I don't have a life, Joe. I just sit down and read this crap all the time. That's why.
This stuff to me, I have a CPA on my school board, and when we get to the budget portion, I'm telling you, he gets excited like he just got a ticket to the bowl game. You know what I mean? I glaze over, and he's all excited about the numbers. It's just amazing to me. Anyway.
Yep.
But we were talking about information. How do you prove you called? You know, I was joking with you during a break, and I said, you know, it's like, oh, hey, I talked to Susie, and she's agent number 53176, and she told me that's not going to work, is it?
Well, it can work, Joe, but you have to prove that you actually talked to the agent. So if you're having a phone call, a conversation with somebody over the phone, how can you possibly prove that? Well, there's a couple of things you need to know. First of all, when you call the IRS with a question, first of all, I don't recommend you call the IRS with a question, all right? But there's millions of people that are going to do it anyway, and there's people listening to us that are going to do it anyway. So let's talk about some defensive strategies here. First thing is make some careful notes about what you're going to ask, all right? You need to lay out your facts very clearly. You need to lay out your question very succinctly, all right? Now, when you call the IRS, you're going to make a memorandum of the conversation, the date, the time that you called, the phone number you called. The person on the other end of the phone will give you a name, and they will give you a badge number. Write the name down. Make certain that you've got the name spelled correctly, and you've got the badge number. They always rattle a badge number off very quickly, Joe. Make them repeat it slowly so you get it down. Then you ask your question very specifically from your notes, and you write down the answer that you get from them very specifically. And if you have to get them to repeat a couple of two or three times before you have the answer captured in writing, then do that. All right, so now you've got a memorandum of conversation. Who you spoke to, when you spoke to them, the time, the phone number you called, the question you asked, and the answer that you got. When you have that kind of a memorandum, plus now these days it's very easy to have phone records, right? Phone records are, you know, 20 years ago it was a hassle getting phone records. Not anymore. It's a snap getting phone records. So now you've got the proof that you made the call to that particular number. And now you've got your contemporaneous memorandum of the phone call. I said, she said, I said, she said. And that is going to be rock solid evidence of your phone call. Now, what good does it do you? Here's what happens. If you take a position on a tax return based on IRS advice that turns out to be wrong, you still owe the tax. But you don't owe the penalties and you don't owe the interest. All right, so that's what you have to gain by recording this information when you're getting advice from the IRS. You still owe the tax. You don't get out of the tax just because they told you to zig instead of zag. But you do get out of the penalties and the interest.
Yeah. You know, it's and again, I tell people just from a legal standpoint to a big degree, you know, usually verbal conversations, verbal agreements are hard, so hard to back up. So to your point, today it's real simple. You can go back and get you know, your record as to how long the call was, where it went, who it went to, and if you've got all of that, at least you've got something to step out on, right?
Yeah, absolutely, no question about it. Because put it this way, Joe, the IRS is never going to have contradictory evidence. When you're in business with somebody, when you've got a verbal contract, I mean, let's think about this for a minute. You've got a verbal contract. Let's say you're building a home for somebody. Well, you've got the general construction contract. That's in writing. But now the contractor has a conversation with the homeowner, and the conversation says, well, we want, you know, big wooden doors over here, and we want to change this, and we want to move this, and we want to move that. The contractor says, yeah, no problem. He scribbles down a couple of notes, and then he goes ahead and does the work. And now all of a sudden the homeowner says, well, wait a minute, I never authorized that. You see, you've got an I said, she said situation. One makes the claim, the other denies it. The one that denies it makes a counterclaim, and the original claimant denies that. That's not going to happen in your dispute with the IRS. They're not going to have any evidence of whether you made the phone call or not. They're not going to go find Mrs. Jones or Mr. Smith, who you claim was on the other end of that phone call. They're never going to do that. The only evidence in the case is going to be yours, and the more detailed your evidence, the more solid your memorandum, the more likely it is that the IRS appeals people are going to believe you that, yeah, you had that conversation and you shouldn't be penalized.
Yeah, the amount of paperwork that they're behind, and I think I don't want to talk about it in detail yet, but I think I told you my son got a note from them on something, and they're still putting fax numbers on there. And I was wondering for real, I mean, are you best off faxing that to them and then sending a copy in the mail?
Well,
to your point, with the signature required?
Yeah, that's a good question, and they do have fax numbers on all their correspondents now, and these fax numbers go to e-faxes, right? So it's not a machine clunking away in an office someplace with a you remember the days, Joe, when that electrostatic toilet paper came off?
Yeah,
the fax?
Yeah.
You come into your office in the morning to a 35-foot-long sheet of roll of paper with faxes on it.
God forbid you leave it in the window for one. Yeah, yeah, come back. It was gone.
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah, 2 days later, you got a blank piece of paper. But all the IRS fax machines now go to faxes now go to e-faxes. And I'll tell you what, we use these e-faxes every single day with the IRS. I e-faxed the IRS a whole bunch of stuff today on a case that I'm working on, and it's convenient because you don't have to mail stuff, all right? So you're not fighting the mail. You're not fighting the photocopy problem. I've got to send in 100 pages of documentation. Well, you know, you e-fax all the stuff. And then you got the e-fax confirmation that it was sent. Their fax numbers on their letterhead. I got e-fax confirmation that I had sent 100 pages to that fax number on this date. That's pretty solid stuff right there.
Okay. And if there's a hiccup of any kind, and you've got those records, obviously, just for clarity, you still owe the tax. They just can't nail you with penalties and interest, correct?
Yeah, that's right. When we're talking about advice from the IRS, that is exactly correct, okay. Yes.
Yeah, because people still feel that when you have issues like that, they may still try to nail you with interest. But I'm saying, if it's your fault, just type somebody, if it's their fault, they can't nail you with penalties and interest.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay.
The interest is tougher to get rid of than penalties. In order to get rid of penalties, the only thing you have to prove is that you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions. Well, reliance on the IRS is the epitome of good faith and reasonable cause. When we're talking about interest, all right, there's no reasonable cause provision for getting out of interest. In order to cancel interest, you have to demonstrate that the interest is attributable to either IRS error or IRS delay. Well, when the IRS gives you incorrect advice, you know, that's a pretty good example of IRS error.
Yeah, I totally agree. Listen, somebody's asked me a couple times about, we haven't talked about this in a while. I want to do a little bit of a reset, and I want to tell people your story, how you got involved, and, you know, your dad's story. Because I don't know if you've seen, I don't know if you're a Facebook follower, but these stories about the IRS being illegal, taxes being illegal. I saw a video that somebody sent I was going to send to you where the person said, this congressman just said that taxes were voluntary. Okay, let's see how that would work out for you. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Dan Pilla joins me, the tax man. Check him out at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. And will you please stop waiting till the end of the show to send your questions in? You make me nuts. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dan Pilla joins me as he does every couple of weeks. Always gives us the inside scoop on what's going on with the IRS. Dan, while we were just coming out of commercial, somebody said, I'm curious, somebody sent me an email that says, hey, we're moving to Italy to live, not giving up our citizenship. Are we still required to pay U.S. taxes?
Yeah, that's a good question, and the answer is yes. The United States of America is the only country in the world that taxes its citizens on their worldwide income. So as a U.S. citizen living abroad, earning money abroad, you must still file a federal income tax return and report your taxes. Now, there is such a thing as a foreign earned income credit. and the credit goes up every year with inflation, and right now it's probably in the neighborhood of about $90,000. So if you have $90,000 of foreign earned income, then that essentially gets excluded from U.S. taxation. But if your income is over the amount of the credit, you're going to pay taxes both in Italy and in America. But you still have the responsibility to file a U.S. tax return.
Interesting. Well, okay. They're not going to let you die. If they ever get a pipeline or a fax machine hooked up in heaven, they're going to be looking for money there too, aren't they?
Well, as
come
I said,
on.
You're taxed on your worldwide income. Now, I don't see any provision for extraterrestrial income.
Yeah, wait a minute. They're talking about putting colonies on the moon and on Mars. I guarantee you, if they're American colonies, there'll be some kind of taxation, you know. One of the emails I got to was about there was a recent article that came out that said more than 90% of audits on families and small businesses below $400,000 income. And I know that Joey B. said that's what was going to happen. They want to know if that's still true, if it's gone up, or what, you know, what the deal is.
Well, that's a good question, and that is something that I argued about quite vociferously as they were debating that $80 billion funding package for the IRS. And I wrote a number of articles, Joe, about these statistics that were published in National Review in my column in National Review. And here's the research that I did. I was pretty detailed about this. The incidence of audits. Well, let me rephrase it and put it this way. The IRS classifies taxpayers into 14 different categories. All right, small business and self-employed, individuals, large corporations, government entities, trusts and estates, right? So we got 14 different classifications. 60% of all audits and enforcement action is pointed at small business and self-employed people. Right? 60%. It's got nothing to do with the income level. The vast majority of these people have income under 400 grand. We know that. But,
right.
But so I jumped on the statement that was issued by former Commissioner Chuck Reddick. He ended his term in November of last year, and in July or August of last year, he wrote a letter to Congress and said, we are not going to increase our audits of small businesses in comparison to historical levels. And so that made me think, well, what are the historical levels? And that's when I went in and did the research and found that 60% of all audits are of small businesses and self-employed people, and they're just one of 14 categories, and all the rest of those 13 categories share the 40%. So high-income people, large corporations, trusts and estates, all these things that we think of when we think of high-income taxpayers, none of them come close to the level of audit attention that's given to small businesses and self-employed people.
You know, now there's a cost to an audit, obviously. I mean, it's not free. Do the penalties or taxes or whatever they end up collecting, does it really even cover those, or is it really worth going after these people?
Well, that's a good question, because the fact of the matter is, and this is historical, going back for an awful long period of time, only 2% of federal revenue comes from enforcement actions. Right? 98% of every federal dollar paid to the federal government is paid in, quote unquote, voluntarily. Now let me tell you what that word voluntary means. It doesn't mean that you've got the option to decide to pay or not pay, and you know what? It's voluntary, so I'm not going to pay. I'm going to buy a new car. That's not what voluntary means. When the IRS uses the phrase voluntary compliance, what they mean is that an individual pays the tax they owe without IRS intervention. So they don't have to send you a letter. They don't have to do an audit. They don't have to levy or seize assets, right? No IRS intervention. That's what they mean by voluntary compliance. 98% of every federal dollar is paid in voluntarily, that is without IRS intervention. Only 2% of revenue is collected through enforcement action. And this is another thing that I argued during this $80 billion debate. My articles are on National Review. You can look them up. I made the argument that the IRS has much more to gain by spending money on pre-filing education, taxpayer assistance, and outreach than it ever would gain by focusing on enforcement. And the reason is because the numbers are 98 to 2, Joel. You've got far more. If you increase voluntary compliance by 10%, you get a heck of a lot more money than if you increase collections through enforcement by 10%. It's just simple math. All right, so I have argued from the start that they got to be spending their time and attention on pre-filing assistance, taxpayer education, and outreach, and they're not doing it.
No, I agree with that. You and I joke about it, but when the IRS sends you a letter because they need information or they want something from you, they send you this, cheap. It's not even on glossy paper. They send you this little trifold brochure of taxpayer rights. And some of the verbiage they use in there, I don't understand it. I'm sure the average person wouldn't understand it either. But to your point, it would be great to have some kind of education, information, that kind of thing. You know?
Well, and let's start with some basics. You know, if you're a kid that's gone through, and you know this better than I do as a school board member, though, kids go through 12 years of public school, and they don't get 15 minutes of instruction on tax law compliance, tax return filing, understanding the W-2, understanding wage withholding, knowing the difference between a tax refund and a tax liability. Our kids graduate high school, have zero knowledge of any of this stuff, yet the Internal Revenue Code touches every breathing citizen in the United States. So think about that as a deficiency in education.
Yeah, we don't. You know, it's funny. I read an article, and this goes back years ago, that most parents are more afraid to talk to their kids about finances than about sex. Think about
that.
That's
probably true. Well, and the reason for that could be, Joe, that most parents know more about sex than they know about finances.
Probably. Yeah, that's right. All right, so we only have about 3.5 minutes or so, but I people have asked me about your story. How did you get into this? Some of them know a little bit about your dad's story. That's why I said to you that at one point I'm seeing more and more of these stories pop up on Facebook that say paying your taxes is voluntary because the IRS has no right to hit you with taxes. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. See how that works out for you.
Yeah, well, that's complete nonsense, and that's one of the ways that my dad got in trouble with the IRS. We could make a list of things that happened, but I got started in the mid as a result of problems my father had. He had a small business in our hometown here of St. Paul, got behind on his employees withholding taxes. In 1974, the IRS padlocked the doors, and they auctioned the equipment off for a couple cents on the dollar. Wow. And he got involved in this tax protester stuff that the taxes are voluntary and the IRS is illegal and they've got no right to collect and you don't have to file a return and on and on and on and on. So his problem went from bad to very bad and then even worse from there. And by 1978, I guess, they turned their attention to our family home and tried to seize and sell it for the back tax liability, and that's when I got involved. It was just merely a matter of desperation at that point, trying to help my family solve the problem. And I came home one day. My mom was sitting at the kitchen table with a letter from the IRS in her hand, and she handed it to me and said, "What do you make of this?" Well, I read it, and I said, "It looks like they're going to try to seize the house." And she said, "Well, you know, what do we do about it?" Of course, I had no idea what to do about it, but what I did is I went over to the local law school and started fumbling around in the law library in the Internal Revenue Code. And I didn't even know what I was looking for, Joe, but I stumbled onto an area of the tax code that deals with taxpayers' rights issues and limits the power of the IRS. And I start reading this section, and I don't get 6 pages into it and discover that the IRS is proceeding illegally to seize this property. And so I thought, well, you know, what the heck? I'm going to sue them. And so, you know, as I said, I pasted together this Mickey Mouse lawsuit, following the forms and procedures that I learned about in the law library, just reading in the books. I sued the IRS, and I found myself in a federal courtroom in Minneapolis, one day, and and the IRS flew an attorney in from Washington.
You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Well, bottom line, Joe, is the judge heard my argument, agreed with me, and stopped the IRS from taking that house, and I've been stopping them ever since.
And that goes right in line with, you know, it's never a hopeless case, which is your tagline, which I love. All right, Dan, God bless. Keep doing the work you do. I always appreciate it when you come on the show.
All right, my pleasure. Have a good night. Thanks.
You too. Oh, so listen, coming up, we're going to talk about a mom's story.